Hello, good morning, and welcome all. My name is Kevon Charles from Club Cricket TT. Alongside me is Keston Lewis. So, Keston, what do you think is the main reason for the decline in genuine fast bowlers in the West Indies?
Another really interesting question there, Kevon. West Indies have struggled to really produce genuine fast bowlers because of the fact that, for me, it's the pitches here in the Caribbean. Growing up at youth level, as much as you want to be a fast bowler, when you're running and bowl and you see the condition of most of these pitches, it doesn't really encourage you to keep bowling fast. And there you see some fellas at younger level are fast bowlers, and as they develop into the senior level, they transition into a spinner. It's much easier for them because of the wear and tear of most of the pitches here in the Caribbean. Outside of probably St. Lucia and Barbados consistently, which have produced proper fast wickets here in the Caribbean, the other pitches around all the grounds have been pathetic, to say the least, and have really contributed to the demise really of West Indies fast bowling. But saying that, not only the pitches, I think our system and the system that we have in place isn't one that is encouraging to allow fast bowlers to want to go out there and run in and bowl 90 miles an hour consistently. And I don't think we have the right people there and the right coaches and whatnot in place. So a lot of changes could be made in that sense. Of late, I must say, we've seen some improvement in the pitches and some of the pitches around the Caribbean. We saw the Queen's Park Oval. I remember, was it 2018 when Sri Lanka toured the Caribbean? It was a fiery track, and I have been privileged to be there throughout the club seasons and whatnot. The pitches have been really quick for training sessions and some of the games as well. So they are heading in the right direction under their whole new structure and whatnot they have at the Oval. St. Lucia consistently, Barbados as well, and we see Antigua as well. The pitch there has been exceptional so far. So we are probably going in the right direction there. We could see we're probably producing some new upcoming fast bowlers. We have that Jaden Seals, that young man from Trinidad and Tobago, who just played in the Under-19 World Cup. He's going to be really impressive if we can continue to work with him and put the right structure in place for a youngster like him, as well as Keon Hardin and Shamar Hall and Anderson Phillip. We can definitely start by producing top quality bowlers, and what it shows is that when the pitches are helpful and are conducive to the fast bowling, it helps the bowlers, and they want to go out there and bowl. And watch these three young fast bowlers. They finish some way up to the top in the wicket-taking regional 40 this season in terms of fast bowlers. And it is very impressive to see three young fast bowlers doing that. So that in itself is a step in the right direction in terms of how some of the pitches were this season for the 40 game. But saying that, I think the West Indies Cricket Board and the people in authority needs to get programs in place, some more fast bowling programs in place, and pinpoint who are the guys who you think are going to be genuine fast bowlers. Work with them, give them the right physical and all sort of treatment that they need to succeed at that level and to be fit and to stay fit, injury free. And that's the biggest thing. And most of our fast bowlers tend to break down a lot. Currently, we have a good crop of fast bowlers playing for the West Indies cricket team, in the likes of Shannon Gabriel, Kemar Roach, and Zari Joseph. There is Oisin, Thomas, Shetland Cottrell. But we need to have more competition in terms of places for genuine fast bowlers, and that's the only way we're going to see our fast bowling department getting even much better. But we are going in the right direction, I believe, at the moment under the new regime, with the likes of Corey Collymore and Roddy Eswick there in the bowling department. So we have declined drastically over the years, coming from a country where it's been so passionate about their fast bowlers, and anyone come up against us, it was always about their fast bowlers. But saying that, I think we are coming back in the right direction. It's going to take us a while, but I've been impressed of late with the fast bowling department of West Indies in Test cricket. We are far off from where we need to be, but I think with some continuous work we're gonna be close to being back at the top again.
Hello and welcome, it's your boy Kevon Charles from Club Cricket TT. Join us weekly for discussions about cricket, whether it be locally, regionally or internationally, as we bring to you trending topics about current and upcoming future stars. Thank you for tuning to our program. Until next time, be safe, guys.